This morning, as we get into this passage, I want to make sure that you don't do something that I know I've done in the past, because this is a very familiar passage. And sometimes we have a tendency, when we hear a passage that we know very well, we have a tendency to just click, "Oh, I've heard this before," and shut it off, and go to thinking about lunch or whatever is going on the rest of your day or the rest of your week. But I want to challenge you this morning, because this is a passage that I've taught on many times in youth, and I've even preached on back in the 10th month of 20. But this week, as I'm reading over this, God gives me something that I've never seen before. And I love how He does that. I love how He gives us part of a message that we've read, you know, time after time after time, and He gives us something that is like, well, I never saw that before in all these times. And so you may have seen this in your mind. He may have told you this, but this was a first for me. And so I'm just encouraging you not to shut it off. This is a passage of the Samaritan woman at the well, and we're going to get into this passage this morning, because I think it tells me, look at your progress. You know, can you imagine if one day God just sent down and we woke up one morning and here is in your house, miraculously, is a progress report of your spirituality. I don't know about you guys, but that'd scare me to death. But I want us to kind of get that thought in mind. One, to look back to see how far God has blessed us that we've came. If you've known Jesus Christ as your personal Savior for a long time, and you can see the progress of how He's brought you from what you used to be to where you are now. Or maybe if you are at that point where you've just run into a wall and it just seems like you're not gaining anything, and it's like, man, my progress has stopped. Because it happens a lot. We begin to kind of drift, and things just, we just don't see progress. Or maybe you're at a point in your life that, you know, you have never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and there has been no progress, because there's no reason to progress. And so this morning, as we read this passage, I want you to think about where you were, where you're at, and where you're going, as we go into this passage this morning. So if you would read along with me, we're going to be in John chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 5, and then when I get over, I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to skip a few verses there when He talks to His disciples. But if you'd read along with me. It says, "So He came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from His journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw near, or draw water. And Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For His disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to Him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.' Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water.' The woman said to Him, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it Himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?' Jesus answered and said to her, 'Whoever drinks this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.' The woman said to Him, 'Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw.' Jesus said to her, 'Go call your husband and come here.' The woman answered and said, 'I have no husband.' Jesus said to her, you have said, well, I have no husband, for you have had five, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one is to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, and we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am He. And at this point His disciples came. They marveled that He was talking to this woman, yet no one said, What do you seek? Why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, Come and see a man who told me all things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to her. I'm going to jump down to verse 39. It says, Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in Him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to Him, they urged Him to stay with them, and He stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of His own word. Then they said to the woman, Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard Him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for all that You do. Lord, I pray that You would move among us today. Speak through Your word, through Your spirit. Lord, change us. Move us and make us to what You want us to be. In Your name we pray. Amen. As I look at this passage this morning, I want us to look at a few different things. First of all, we have to know where these two are coming from. Of course, we know Jesus is the Son of God. But we also have to understand that He is fully man because He was thirsty after His journey. We also know that He was a Jew. And Jews and Samaritans did not get along, because when the Jews had went into captivity and they began to come back, there were some that had stayed there, and they were of a mixed heritage with some of the Gentiles that were there. Well, that Samaritan group that was mixed, they believed that they were the promised people of Abraham. Well, that didn't set very well with the Jews. And so they disagreed on that. When Cyrus began to send the children of Israel back to Jerusalem, they actually were... It caused trouble, and the people, the Samaritans, began to oppose them and cause trouble as they came back, as the Jews began to come back. The Samaritans also had set up their own temple. They had also got their own priesthood together, and they had their own sacrificial system. And so they were trying to say that our system is better than yours, our temple is better than yours. And so the Samaritans and the Jews did not get along at all. The Jews ended up, after some of the persecution, ended up destroying this temple that the Samaritans had. So they did not get along. A lot of times when people would travel from the southern part, they would actually go out around and across the Jordan and come back in instead of going straight up. And so they did not get along. But Jesus is there for a reason. And so as we look at that and we understand the history of it, we see this woman who is, one, she's going at noon to the well. Well, that tells us that she probably was not a very popular person among the other women in town, because they would have went early in the morning or late in the afternoon, not in the heat of the day. So she probably did not have a very good reputation, even among Samaritans. And so we've got a woman of of a probably a questionable reputation, that is a woman and that is a Samaritan, and Jesus, who is a Jew, and he begins to speak to her. He initiates the conversation. And he speaks to her and talks to her about this water and to give him a drink. And when she's looking at him, I want us to first see how she saw Jesus. She saw him as just a Jewish man. She had no connections with him. She had no need for him. She had no respect for him. He was just a Jewish man. And as I say that, I want to say there, this woman is going to go through a progress through this passage. I want us to see that, but I want us to also see that that's the progression that each and every one of us probably are going to have to go through at some point. She starts off by seeing Jesus as just a man. I wonder how many people are out there today that just see Jesus as just a man. Because probably everybody in here at some point before you accepted Christ, you just heard his name. Maybe it was even a curse word. I don't know. But he was just a man. He was a man you had no connection with. There may be people here today that just see Jesus as a man that they have no connection with. That's where she started out. Now, was it her fault? No. She was born in Samaria. She was born separated from this Jesus who was a Jew. She was separated by her birth. We were separated at our birth as well by the sin that's in us. And Jesus, for probably, I'd say 10, 15 years of my life, was just a man. I had heard my grandma, I had heard my family talk about him. He was just a man I heard him talk about. There are people that see Jesus as just a man. That's where she was at. She saw him as a Jew. She had no need for, no connection with. I want you to remember, think back about when you were like that. If you've accepted Christ, if you know him as your personal Savior, there was a time in your life when he was just a man. I want you to think about that, because there's somebody that you know, maybe in your family, maybe at your work, maybe on your sports team or in your classroom, that sees Jesus as just a man. Think about how far you came since you realized that Jesus was not just a man. This woman sees him as just a Jew. Jesus begins to talk to her. He begins to reveal himself to her. And as he does that, he says, "There's a living water that I have." Well, man, you know, that's something that she would like. I have to come to this well probably every day at noon to get water. I want something that's going to make my life easier. She saw him as this man that's telling her, "Hey, there's a way to make your life easier." Well, man, I will do whatever to make my life easier. That's what she's thinking. It's not about Jesus. It's about me not having to come to the well. Things going easier in my life. You know, there are a lot of people out there today that know Jesus and they know all about him, and they think, "Well, I will get connected to him so that he'll make my life easier." That's not what it's about. He was not just a Jew to her at this point. He was a man that's saying, "I can help you out. I can make a difference. I can give you this living water," but she didn't understand. And so, as they begin to talk, he realizes she's not getting it when she says, "Well, give me this water so that I don't have to keep coming back here." He sees she's not getting it. Man, there was a lot of time in my life when I just didn't get it either. I didn't understand. I'd heard it all for most of my life until it finally sunk in when I was 21. But you know what? It's one of those things where when she begins to hear this and she doesn't get it, Jesus does something else. He begins to show her how special He is. He says, go get your husband. She knew that she didn't have one. She had been married 5 times and the man that she was with now wasn't her husband. It's like, man, how did this Jesus know that? This guy knows me. So he went from being a Jew to being somebody that says, well, I can help you, to being somebody that knows me. At some point in your life, Jesus went from being just a man to somebody that you heard from family, from friends, from Sunday school teachers, from whoever. You heard that there's something about this Jesus that you need to know. You heard that He would be good for you. He could help you out. But that's all you understood. And when you didn't get it, if you finally got to that point when you realized, well, if that Jesus is out there and all these other people that I know, that I respect, believe in Him, maybe there's something to it. And Jesus begins to reveal Himself to her when He says, hey, I know you. I know you. And so she says, man, there's something. He's not just a Jew. He's not just that person that can help me. There's something special about this guy. He could tell me about my past. He knows me in a way that he shouldn't. He knows me in a way that nobody else does. And so if we look at our life and we get to that point to understand that there's something special about Jesus, that's where a lot of us stop. Man, Jesus, He knows me. He knows my mistakes. He knows every thought I think. He is a special person. And we stop right there. We believe and we know all the things that the Bible tells us that He's done. But where do you go from there? Jesus saw that she still wasn't getting who He was. There are people that are in church today all across our world that know that Jesus was somebody special. They know, they've heard, they understand, they might even believe in what the Bible says He did. He is somebody special. But He's more than that. Because if that would have been enough, when she said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet, He would have stopped right there. But she knew a little bit about the Messiah. Because He starts talking to her and she understands He's special because He's a prophet or something, because He knows all this stuff. So I'm going to ask Him a question, a very debated question at that time. It was a question that the Samaritans and the Jews argued about. Because they had their mountain that they spent their temple was on, and the Jews had their temple, and she's just going to ask Him because she felt like He was somebody that would know. He's a prophet, and so maybe He knows a little more. So she asked Him this question about, we say this is the way to worship. They say that's the way to worship. What is it? She knew there was something more that she didn't have an answer to, and she knew this Jesus probably had the answer. Jesus had the answer, and He told her when she said, I know the Messiah is coming who is called the Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all things. She knew that the Messiah was coming. She had heard the Scripture enough that the Messiah was coming. She understood that. And here He was right before her. And she didn't get it. So he tells her, I am He. Think of the progression of this woman's beliefs. And think of your own. He's just a Jew. Well, you know, he is something special. Maybe he's a prophet. And then all of a sudden, Jesus reveals to her that he is the Christ, the Messiah that's coming. That progress right there is where most of us, if we've accepted Christ, we went from not knowing who he was to understanding everything he's done to at some point meeting him personally and understanding that he is the Christ, the Savior of the world. That progress that took place, that's the most important thing, but it doesn't stop there. You know, so many times we look at this progress that this woman had, and we're content to have just a little bit of progress. You know, I knew who Jesus was, so I'm better off than just not knowing. If I know who He is, I'm better off than when I didn't. Yes, you are, but you're still not okay. But there are enough people out there that believe that just knowing who Jesus is and knowing what Jesus done is enough. That's not what the Bible says. Just knowing is not enough. Knowledge will not save you. There are enough people out there that think Jesus is special. There are enough people out there that they know there's something about what He did on the cross. I've seen it in people's lives. I've seen how God has affected people. I've seen people and talked to people and they say, well, this is what God has done in my life. When I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, this is what He has changed me to. He has done this in my life. And I hear that, and I know that, and I believe that, but is that enough to know that Jesus did all of those things? Don't believe it is. Because the devil believes that he did all those things. The devil knows he did all those things. But that's not enough. So he goes from being just a Jew in your life, just a man, to being somebody special that you've heard about from other people. You know there's something about him, but it's just not personal. And it will never be personal until one day you make it that way. You can want answers to all the religious questions that are out there. That's what this woman did. And I know there are questions out there. Where do we worship all these things? She knew the scriptures because she said, I know the Messiah is coming. You can know all the scriptures, but if you don't know Jesus, it doesn't matter. You can quote all of the scriptures. You can know where they come from. But if you don't know who they point to, it doesn't matter. Because they point to Jesus. The Old Testament points to Jesus, and the New Testament is Jesus. And so as he begins to reveal himself to this woman, something happens to her. She's standing here, she's got her water pot, and Jesus says, I'm the one you're talking about, I'm He, I'm the Christ. And what happens to that woman? Something in her life, in her heart, changes. Her pattern was to go to the well, to draw water, and go back home. That was her life. Maybe it was just one day in her life, but that was the pattern that we know of her life. And then all of a sudden, she meets Jesus. And she leaves that water pot. And that was something big, because you didn't just leave your water pot. Because you come back to the well the next day, it's probably not going to be there. the reason you came, the reason that you were going through your life, whatever reason you're going through your life, are you willing to lay that down because of Jesus? She was. She came with the reason of getting water to take it back. Jesus changed her reason for living. He took her. He talked to her. He told her He's the Christ. She understood He was the Christ, and she laid that pot down. And her number one priority now was to go and tell people about this Jesus. And too many of us are still carrying our water pot. Too many of us are not willing to go back and tell people. Think about this. This is this woman, and it tells us that because of where she's at, we understand culture, and we know she probably doesn't have a very good reputation, but what she does is she goes back to town and tells many people about Jesus. She didn't even want to be around people at the well, so she goes in the heat of the day. But yet, because of Jesus, she's willing to go back and talk to people that probably didn't want to hear what she had to say. They probably didn't respect her. They probably didn't care that she was coming. They didn't care what she had to say. But she left the pot and she went back anyway. That's what I believe has to happen to every one of us. When we understand who Christ is, we can't go on with our life the way it was. And yes, don't get me wrong, God calls us where we're at, and we're supposed to continue doing what we're doing until He calls us in a different direction and we share His Word where we're at. But something's got to change. My reason for living has to change. I may go ahead and continue doing whatever I'm doing, but my reason for doing what I'm doing has to change. That's where we make the mistake, I think, because I'm going to go hear about Jesus, but I'm going to tuck my water pot under my arm and go back. I'm going to go ahead and fill my water pot and go back. We have to make sure our number one reason, our number one priority is Jesus. Well, I've already met Jesus at the well. I'm good. I understand that He's no longer just a Jew. He's no longer just somebody special. He is the Christ. I understand that. I'm good. I'm just going to live here at the well. But that's not what she did. She set down her pot, which was her reason that day, and she went back to tell people that needed to know. Now she says in this question, and it's written in a question form, "Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" And people say, "Oh, well, she didn't really understand who He was." Yes, she did. The culture would not allow a woman to come up and tell a man information because that would be considered teaching. She could not come up and say, "Come follow me, I met the Christ," because then she would be teaching those men that here's the Christ, and that wasn't allowed in their culture. So to say that as a question was her way of getting them to come to the well. Sometimes we have to understand, we have to go against culture to get people to Christ. She goes and she tells them that could this be the Christ? Man, I love the fact that it says they went out of the city and they came to Him. And as I think about this, and down at the bottom it says many came to believe because of her testimony. What if she'd have stayed at the well? What if she'd have stayed behind her desk? What if she'd have stayed in the classroom and kept quiet? What if she just wouldn't have told people? Many people in Samaria would have never known. And a day later, he was just a day before, he was just a man to her. He was just a Jew. Then he became all these other things, and eventually he was something that changed her reason for her walk. Has Jesus changed the reason for your walk? Are you still carrying your water pot? Are you still standing at the well? This is a great well. We can come here and we can worship together and we can celebrate and we can open God's Word. But at some point, we got to get away from the well to go out and tell the people. Because there are many, many, many people out there that need to hear that we know who the Christ is. Because stop and think about this. If you know who the Christ is, why would you not tell somebody? I had something pop up on my Facebook. I think it was yesterday. It may have been the day before. So I've been preparing this since Monday. And it was that the understanding that God has given me is, if you believe, you'll share. And I had a message from... I didn't have a message from him because he's dead, but it was a quote from Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. And he basically said, if you know Christ, you will share Christ. If you don't share Christ, you probably don't know Christ. That's really where we're at. Because if we know Him, we are going to tell people. Stop and think about, and of course it's a lot different now with social media, but when you had your first child or a baby was born in your family, whether it's a child or a grandchild, did you ever go tell anybody? Yeah. I want you to know that I have the angel that walks on this earth. That's what we do, right? Because we want them to know that we have this very special person that just came into our life. If Jesus Christ came into your life and you haven't told anybody, then you're probably still standing at the well. There are a lot of people in Samaria out there that don't know Jesus. Because I'm still standing with my water pot. I'm still standing at the well. There are people here today that he's just a Jew. There are people here today that he's just somebody special. But there are people here today that he has revealed himself to them as the Christ. Now, whatever category you fall into, that's up to you. I can tell you about these categories. I can show you them in the Bible. But when it comes down to it, you are at one of those places in either not knowing who He is, knowing who He is and not accepting Him, or knowing who He is and accepting Him. Your progress is up to you. Your progress is not up to your pastor. It is not up to your Sunday school teacher. It should not be up to your parents. It should be up to you. If you can read, if you can understand, if you can pray, if you can talk to God, then it's up to you. Don't push it off on somebody else. Do what He's called you to do. If you've come to know Him, if you've accepted Him, maybe that first step back to town is by following Him in baptism. Well, no, I haven't done that because that'd be uncomfortable. That's one of the first steps. That's laying your pot down and showing people, hey, this is what God has called me to. I'm going to start making Him my priority, and so I follow Him in baptism. That's what it calls us to do. It's not a suggestion. It's a requirement. It's a command. Jesus Himself did it to show us that we need to do it. It doesn't save you, but it's still something He tells you to do. If you've done that, where are you at on your way to the Samaritans? Because it says that she left her pot and she went to tell people. If you're like me, It's so much nicer if they'll just come to you. I can remember one time, I want to close with this. When I was in college, I worked at dorm security in Beasley Dorm over at SBU. And so I would come in at 11 o'clock and lock the doors, and they had to come in and out. And in all that time, I was just hoping that someone would come and ask me about Jesus. You know how many times that happened? Once. It actually happened one time that this girl come up to me and said, "Can you tell me about Jesus?" I've been a Christian since I was 21 years old. That's the only time that happened. We wait for them to come to us. When she went to them, because she knew what she had, they needed. When you realize what you have is what they need, then maybe then we'll get out of the pews and go do what He's called us to do. Make disciples. We have, if you come in, you've read it at some point, it's in your bulletin, it's on your bulletin, it is the mission of our church. Is it really? I'm just asking. It's on the wall, it's on the Facebook, it's on the website, but is it in our heart? Because if it is, then we'll be doing it. We won't have to post it on the wall, because people will know that, man, they came to me to tell me about their Jesus. Why did they do that? Because Jesus said to. Because Jesus said, go love the ones that I love, whether they love you or not. What's your progression? And it doesn't stop at the well. You got to get to the well, but it doesn't stop there. Let's pray. Father, we just come before You and we thank You for this day. Lord, we know that You have called us to see who You are, to know who You are. Father, move among us. Change our hearts. Change our minds. Change our lives. In Your name I pray. Amen.